Still in books and arts?
Book review. A memoir of Nigeria. Madmen on the ground. Looking for Trans Wonderland. Travels in Nigeria. By Nu Saru Wiwa.
Throughout her childhood and early teens, Nu Saru Wiwa spent every summer in Nigeria. The flight back always came as a shock, as was the arrival itself. The noise, decay and corruption of Lagos Airport were unending, along with the insects, power cuts and the higgledy-piggledy way of living that was far too intimate for one brought up in Britain's home counties. Miss Saru Wiwa would far rather have stayed in the family house in leafy Surrey with its golf clubs and Leylandii trees, or holed up with her smart boarding school friends from Rodine. But her mother thought of their Surrey home as the house, whereas their Nigerian home was home, a character building tropical gulag with kerosene lamps, rice and okra soup, body temperature Coca-Cola, and a live-in tribe of cackling uncles and aunts. Home, that is, until Nu's father, Ken Saru Wiwa, a businessman and activist from the oil-rich region of Ogoni, was arrested, imprisoned, and then hanged in 1995 for his outspoken political views. The trips back to Nigeria came to an abrupt stop. For a decade afterwards, Miss Saru Wiwa traded Surrey and Rodine for new destinations which she wrote up for Lonely Planet and Rough Guides. As the rest of the world became increasingly familiar, Nigeria appeared to her to have more and more mystique. Eventually, she just had to return to the country no sane tourist would set foot in. Looking for Trans Wonderland is a search for enlightenment. Why are Nigerians such a nation of ruffians? Why is Lagos, their largest city, such a disaster of urban non-planning, characterized by impatience, armed robberies, and overflowing sewage? How do Nigerians survive in their own country, let alone thrive? It would be easy to focus on the colourful insanity that is Africa's most populous nation, but Miss Saru Wiwa is careful to avoid caricature. Curious, she travels out of Lagos to corners of the country many Nigerians never see, to the Trans Wonderland Amusement Park, to the beauty of the Eastern Mountains, and to the northern city of Kano, with its modestly covered women and its forest of ancient minarets. Along the way, she allows herself to be surprised by kindness and humour, making new friends who open her eyes to the passion, wit, and ingenuity of her homeland.